Niner India, November India, you have the International Space Station. This is Jeff on the International Space Station, and I have you loud and clear. Oscar Niner, India, November, India. This is Oscar Romeo 4, India, Sierra, Sierra. I have you loud and clear. Over. I am ready for the first question. Astronauts are military test pilots. Many astronauts are engineers or scientists or medical doctors. So those backgrounds can make a potential astronaut. But also it takes the ability to work in confined places in extreme environments. Over. Probably the best part of the job, of course, is being here and seeing the Earth from this vantage point. The worst part of the job is being separated from family. Over. Hello, Andrea. No, I've never felt the impact of space debris hitting the ISS. We do have evidence outside of some debris, some small debris that has hit the ISS. Thankfully, we have shielding that has protected us. Over. Hello, Mick. Hi. None of the training was particularly difficult. However, all of it put together makes it a great challenge. Probably the most difficult. Everything floats and everything wants to float away, so it's easy to lose things, but eventually you find them again. Over. The most beautiful thing that we can see from space is the Earth itself, with its varying lighting conditions, sunsets, sunrises, terrain, oceans, weather, all of that is the most beautiful.
Have not experienced solar radiation affecting our radio communication. Over.
One of the greatest thrills is environment allows you to do some things that you can't do on Earth. So some of the characteristics that you can see with plasma have been very interesting in some of the experiments, especially one called Plasma Cristal on ISS. Over. That's a hard question, Iona. Probably the fact that it's a long time that you're here, are here and away from home, and sometimes you people will underestimate that before flight. Over. Food does taste pretty much the same in space, but the flavors are somewhat subdued, so we like to spice them up a little bit more to make the flavors a little bit stronger. Over. The first thing I do when I come back from Earth, of course, is look forward to seeing my family and then eating some fresh food on a plate. Over. Every day, the most challenging thing is to get through the day's schedule. We're very busy. Probably the most challenging thing we do in space is a spacewalk. Over. I think I developed it in my younger years, and then I became aware of the opportunity to apply to be an astronaut and pursued it as a goal while I was at the military academy at West Point. Over. I don't think it'll be accessible for the masses in the near future, but it will be accessible to more people in the near future, and eventually more and more people in the far future. Over. Andrea, it's a great question. There's great things to do here in the ISS, but I think home is the Earth, so if it was exclusive, it would have to be on the Earth. Over. Oh, this is a very significant experience, so I would say yes, it does change the life of anybody who comes up here and experiences it. Over. Yes, for a couple reasons. One is vitamin D. We get it from the sunlight, and we don't get the sunlight up here, so we take vitamin D pills every day. Over. Of course, I contact friends and family at home, but also I spend a lot of time in the window taking pictures of the Earth. Over. Well, no matter how old we get, we all love to play with our food and play with water bubbles or water droplets in microgravity. There's a lot of things you can do with that. Over. I could hear the applause very well. I'm so grateful that we were able to make this contact work. I'm sorry it was one orbit late, but it was great talking to you all. Over. And Yankee Oscar Niner India November India, this is Oscar Romeo 4 India Sierra Sierra. Great talking to you today. So long. Congratulations on the anniversary. Over. Thank you. Bye bye now. Out here.